Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone opens the door, I will come into him and fellowship with him, and he with me. Jesus Christ, Revelation 3:21. The purpose of human existence is to know God Almighty, to walk with him, and ultimately to fellowship with him for eternity. Amen. This is the reason humans were created and are on the earth. This is the purpose of our life. It's the purpose of human existence. It's what we were born to do, is to know him, to walk with him, and to fellowship with him, God Almighty, through his glorious Son, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is Jim with Wonder in Reality. Thanks for listening. I want to start out this message with the positives, with really answer this question, to state the truth, to shout it from the rooftops to anyone who will listen. And then the second part will be really the tragedy and about the fact that most people do not even realize this, and that most people, as I've been talking about, don't find Jesus Christ. But the positives, the truth, this is the purpose of human existence, of every individual person's life on the earth for all of human history. There's been 108 billion people who have lived. And the purpose is the same for all of us. It's to know and walk with God Almighty. And ultimately, in that journey and in that process, to fellowship with him. That fellowship is what Jesus talks about in Revelation 3:21. He invites anyone to open the door of their heart, their being, and Jesus said, I will come into him and fellowship with him, and he with me. He also talks about it all throughout the Gospels. That's the kingdom. I'm going to get to that in a second. This journey, it's a process, a journey, our whole life on the earth, whether we live 5 years, 10 years, 50, or 90 years on earth, that's just the very, very split second beginning of eternity. And glory to God in heaven, if those who make it to heaven will fellowship with God Almighty forever. Incredible. The journey, that's why in these messages I've been talking about the four phases of walking with Jesus Christ and the three phases of walking in the Spirit. It's so important to understand that, because that fellowship with Jesus Christ is in the very, very final phase of walking with him. It's the fourth phase. We don't get that right away because he's God Almighty. He's holy and sacred, and he's as far above us as the heavens are above the earth. We're not worthy of him. We're not even close. We have to die. And it's in those four phases of walking with him that we die. We learn that we have to, when I say die, it's we realize we're nothing. We can do nothing. We're dead without him. And so we gradually, slowly, in this journey, get to that. We move through the phases if we continue on with him and persist. But even just knowing him, that's why I call it knowing him, walking with him, and ultimately fellowshipping with him. Just knowing him in that very, very beginning of the journey of being born again, and someone's in that first phase, just knowing him is infinitely greater than anything else on the earth. I mean, it's not even a comparison. If somebody becomes born again, they now have access to knowing him and walking with him and having that relationship, and yes, ultimately fellowshipping. But again, just being born again, it's infinitely greater than anything on the earth. I mean, it's like you go from death to life. Someone who doesn't have Jesus Christ is spiritually dead. They have nothing, they can do nothing, and if they die in the natural, they will tragically go to hell forever. That is, they have nothing, they can do nothing. So when someone moves from that and they become born again, glory to God, they now begin this eternal journey and process with Jesus Christ. And they now, if they die, they go to heaven. They now can begin the journey and this very, very day by day, you might call it slow, you might call it, but we must persist, we must have patience, we must have all these things, very normal. It's just like a human being's life in the natural on the earth. It's not a quick sprint, it's a lifelong journey. In the natural, right? Somebody's born and 60 years later, they're an adult and it's a day-by-day journey. Well, it's the same thing in the spirit. It's just a spiritual, glorious thing. And it's the highest level of human existence. It's what we were born to do. It's the purpose of our life is to come to Him, God Almighty, the Creator of the universe, through His Son, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. Amen. And just walk with Him every day. And if we do, we go through that process where we're in phase one, born again, and we learn and we grow and we continue on. Then we move into phase two. Amen. Born of water and the Spirit. That's in John chapter 4. We continue on with that. Now we're getting closer. But again, all through this process, it's the greatest possible life. It's awesome. It's glorious. But again, someone in those first phase and second phase, they're not fellowshipping with Jesus yet. They're not worthy of Him. This is all a mystery, but yet a reality, and it's common sense. Somebody becomes born again and they ask Jesus to be their Lord and Savior. They're not going to immediately get to fellowship with God Almighty. It just doesn't work that way. We're just privileged just to be in His family. Amen. And again, the whole New Testament is an effort to summarize, to explain this, but it really cannot be explained in human words. I'm trying to give these practical things. This is what I would want someone to tell me. I didn't know that we could fellowship with Jesus Christ until, you know, I was in my 20s as a human being. I didn't even know. And I grew up from a young age. Jesus Christ has been my Lord and Savior since I was young, you know, 6-7 years old. I didn't even know these things. So I want to tell anyone who will listen and explain this. Okay, so I'm kind of going through, here's the second phase, okay? Then the third phase, baptism of the Holy Spirit. But I want to get to the end result. Fellowship with Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. That's the kingdom. The glorious presence of God Almighty, of Jesus Christ. So glorious, He cannot be put into human words. So wonderful, so beautiful. He's so merciful, so loving. That's what we all were really born to do. And again, everyone who makes it to heaven, those who make it to heaven will fellowship with Him forever. His presence fills heaven. It's over all the earth. It's available to those on the earth. And so few, very few, ever fellowship with him on the earth. But that's the kingdom. And so you may be asking, wait, what's the kingdom? What? Just start in the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Just read all the way through the Gospels. And Jesus continually talked about the kingdom. It's his most frequent topic from the very beginning of his ministry till the end. It's the kingdom, all about the kingdom, teaching about the kingdom. And just, it's amazing. It's glorious. And the kingdom is him, God Almighty, his presence, his glory. We all as human beings can ultimately fellowship with him if we continue on, if we persist, if we have patience, if we just continue on with him. We can do that, and it's through the glorious Holy Spirit, of course. And this is the purpose. This is tragic that this message is not out there more, and that so few even understand this. So few even know that this is a possibility. As I've been saying in these messages, let's just look at the stats. 70% or more, probably 75 or more percent of people on the earth would immediately just not even believe what I'm saying. They would immediately disagree. They would come up with every kind of objection and to this. That and obviously many of those people are in in Islam, or they are in Hinduism, or they are in Buddhism, or maybe they're in some other belief system. Maybe they're an atheist. Maybe they don't believe. But that's 70 right there. Even among the 25% or so of people who are Catholic Protestant, many of those, most of those, don't even understand this and don't realize that this is available. His presence, his glory, him. Somehow, it's the world and sin and human nature and, yes, the devil have deceived most of mankind into not realizing this, not understanding it, hiding it from people. Now, also, here's another mystery. Jesus Christ even said to you, it's been to his disciples, he said, which again was about anywhere from 80 to 250, 300 people or more. This is not just to the 12, but to his followers, his disciples. He said, to you, it's been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. But to those on the outside, to the public, it has not been given. That, and then it's a famous fulfillment of prophecy that he states from Isaiah. He says that, you know, that seeing they may see but not perceive, hearing they may hear but not understand, lest they turn with their hearts and I heal them. You know, it's a mystery. Truly a mystery that this whole, what Jesus said there, that somehow God reveals it to these people, but to those, these other, he said, to those on the outside, it's given in parables. That's when they asked Jesus, why do you speak to them in parables? We are dealing with a mystery here that I mentioned, that it's the world and sin and human nature and the devil that have deceived people. And yes, that's true. Now, in another sense, our great and awesome God Almighty, he's in control. Amen. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows every person. He created every person. He created the universe. And it's, we can't explain it, how the whole process of someone being born again, or someone not being born again. We really cannot explain it. We can try. We can say things like truths like man is created into God's image and we have a free will. And every person chooses who they serve on the earth through their actions and beliefs. And that's a truth from the Bible. That is, it's you know, you could even call it a fact. It's a truth. God can't make anyone do anything. But we still cannot explain the process of someone being born again or someone not being born again. It's a mystery. And therefore, this almost is another motivation to us to walk by faith and to live by faith and to rely on Him, not to rely on ourselves, not to rely on, you know, anything we do. We can't even explain these things, but we rely on Him, and that's when glorious things happen. And I do believe, practically speaking, God wants to save everyone. He's no respecter of persons. No matter who someone is, if they seek Him and if they truly seek Him and want to be saved, they can be saved. Amen. He hides Himself. One of the other practical reasons for that, when He hides Himself, when He hides these truths, we have to go and seek and find Him. We have to go and be proactive and persist and find Him. And in doing that, there's death to our old nature. Amen. And that's really the purpose. One of the purposes of our existence in finding Him is that we, as I said earlier, we die. We no longer exist. Our old nature, our old person, which has no value, no longer exists. That's what the Bible means and what Jesus means and what when we talk about dying. You might call it crucifying the old nature or our flesh or whatever. It's our old nature dying, being gone, and so that now Jesus Christ can live in and through us through the Holy Spirit. And so again, famous teaching when Jesus talks about, you know, to you it's been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to those on the outside it has not been given. Therefore I speak to them in parables, that seeing they may not see, seeing they may see but not perceive, hearing they may hear and not understand. So He's, in a sense, God's hiding these things from the masses of people, in a sense. But in a very real way, that's almost like a test of to see what people will do. And if they seek Him and find Him, they will. And in that seeking process, they'll die. They'll realize, there's nothing good in me. I don't even want to exist. Now I'm giving up my old life, which is worth nothing, and I'm receiving the most valuable entity in the universe, God Almighty through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. We're giving up nothing, receiving everything. We're giving up death, we're receiving the supernatural, abundant life, the Zoe kind of life, the divine nature, the glorious, everlasting life that He offers. Life, eternal life, knowing Him, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. Life everlasting, living forever in glory. The peace that passes all understanding. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control, the glorious divine nature, the God kind of life, the Zoe kind of life, the supernatural abundant life. I've come that they might have life and have it to an abundance till it overflows, where everything now makes sense, and everything good are things that God created. He created everything that's good. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights. Everything good, everything for health, everything love, faith and hope, health and harmony and peace and joy and family and friends and goodness and all of these great things, nature, everything good comes directly from Him. He created them. He created sex and music and all the great things that we enjoy. He created all of this. Amen. The tragedy that people don't realize this, it baffles me. And so I want to say it again and again. I want to give these messages again and again, that it's the kingdom, Jesus Christ, that's the purpose of our existence. And again, that fellowship in that fourth phase, that's fellowshipping with Him. That's glory beyond glory. Can't even be put into words. We can't even handle it. But that first phase is just as glorious for that particular person who that's all they can handle. That's all that they, just being in His family. Amen. That's all. And so really, if you look at it as the body of Christ, as I've talked about, 25% or so of people on the earth might be saved, and 80 to 90% of those people get into the first phase, which is born again phase, and they stay there. They don't even go farther. That's their choice. So they stay right there. It's still the greatest thing on the earth, but by far it's the only thing. I mean, before that, every person is dead and has nothing. But so now, let's see, 25% of people on the earth make it into the first phase. Then in the second phase, born of water and the Spirit, about 20% of those, so that's about 5% or less of people on the earth, make it into the second phase and even understand that, yes, it's Jesus Christ and it's through Him. So I'm over my time. I hope that this helps you, and thank you for listening. I'll continue in the next message.